Well, we've heard it often, I'm sure you've heard it often. Christmas is over-commercialised. And you've probably heard it from Christians as well. The real Christian meaning's gone out of Christmas. Which may be true to a large extent. But it would be a bit extreme to ban Christmas, wouldn't it? After all, the Puritans tried. And didn't have much success, even amongst pious Christians who liked to celebrate. Well, maybe we as Christians should be a bit humble about saying that Jesus, the whole meaning of Christmas is about Jesus, because we did actually pinch it from the pagans to start with. We pinched the date, as you've seen from the video, that it was probably Saturnalia and those sort of other pagan festivals, which we took over as a celebration date, because nobody knows what date actually Jesus was born. And of course we took the celebrations as well, because everybody likes a celebration, don't they? So it's not surprising therefore that the church always struggled to get people to prioritise the religious meaning of our celebrations in the general public. And that's another reason why the Puritans didn't like it, is its pagan roots. So why have the public always wanted Christmas, and even those of no faith at all, and even those of different faiths? I know quite a few non-Christians, Muslims, etc., who love Christmas, love giving gifts, love the celebrations and that sort of thing. They don't see it as a problem for them. Well, I'd like to suggest a couple of things. Timing, first of all. Timing. Middle of winter. For the summer, the spring, you've got nice sunlight days to look forward to. In the winter, it's all a bit dark and dreary, isn't it? So you'd like a bit of a bright spot in the middle of winter. And throughout history, humanity's always thought that that was a good idea. So about the middle of winter, when things start to change, it's about the 25th of December, and that's when it's a good time to have a bit of a bright spot in winter. And almost always holidays have been given at that time. So you have a bit of time off, and that time off gives a chance for a bit of togetherness. If you have time off, one or two days perhaps even, you have a chance to get together with friends, family. You can meet up, and even if you can't necessarily meet up, maybe you've got the time to contact them one way or another and send them greetings. And out of that time of meeting up and greetings, traditions have arisen to reinforce all that. So you've got the eating and drinking. I'm sure that's gone on forever, eating and drinking. Everybody likes a feast. Everybody likes a bit of a drink. Decorations, again, back to the middle of winter, really. You've got a bit of greenery when perhaps leaves have fallen off the trees. It's nice to see these things. That goes back to pagan times as well, with the Yule tree, all that sort of thing. Presents, giving presents. Again, people like giving presents. And of course, with the Christian slant on it, you've got St. Nicholas, who was... Despite what the video says, he wasn't actually a Dutch saint. He was from Turkey originally, but the Dutch adopted him very wholesale as St. Nicholas, or Sinterklaas, as they say. And of course, the wise men also gave presents to Jesus. So that kind of reinforces the gift-giving. And since Victorian times, we've developed our Christmas more and more, haven't we? We've got Charles Dickens, who really sort of helped to give us the Christmas we have. Clement Clark Moore, the guy who wrote Night Before Christmas. So, how many people can remember the names of the reindeer? One or two, yeah. See, that was written quite early on. But that all helped towards it. The Coca-Cola advert. That gave us a sort of jolly Santa Claus. And various US films that have happened since then. And then advertising. It's wall-to-wall advertising just after the end of the Christmas holidays, isn't it, usually? the end of the summer holidays, you get Christmas adverts in. And commerce, that's all set up for it. In fact, it's quite hard to imagine now our annual commercial timetable without Christmas, because some businesses do so much of their business at Christmas time, they probably wouldn't survive if it wasn't for Christmas. Jewellery trade, book trade, they sell 200% of their stock at that time. So it's a real part of our everyday lives. But what about us? What about us, the believers, who do adopt Christmas as celebrating the birth of Jesus? What should we do about it? Well, I don't think there's many of us who would say, bah humbug to the whole thing. I don't think there's many of us that are real Puritans. I think we all accept that there are positive elements as long as we give priority to celebrating the birth of Jesus. We might vary as to where that priority is drawn, because there's lots of different opinions. And we have lots of different family situations. And lots of us have family who are not believers, don't understand what our priorities might be. And sometimes we might have to say, I'd like to do this at the church, and, you know, I can't do that, or vice versa. I'm sure a lot of you have had that conversation. It doesn't just happen at Christmas, but it's around that time. Actually, though, Christmas is a great time to witness sensitively. There are many people who aren't believers who become more perhaps spiritually aware, don't they? They're perhaps more prepared to talk about religious things, because they get the message through the media, they hear carols, they hear Bible stories, nativity plays, they might even go to a couple of services that they wouldn't normally go to. So if we can be seen to enjoy ourselves, and perhaps move the conversation on from the baby in the cradle, maybe we can help to open a few minds. And it's not just for those enjoying Christmas, is it? I think most of us will know people who are not looking forward to Christmas for some reason. Maybe they've got broken relationships, maybe they don't have enough money. For whatever reason, things are disappointing around Christmas. And that's partly because Christmas is built up to be such a wonderful thing, isn't it? And it's all points of the day and everybody has a wonderful time. And that isn't always the case. In fact, lots of people are disappointed. I can remember as a teenager being very disappointed around Christmas time, because my mother didn't really like Christmas at all. She found it far too much work. She did her best, but she didn't really like Christmas at all. So I had to go and try and find friends who like Christmas and inveigle my way into their family's Christmas. So I can remember that, being disappointed about that. And I'm sure there are lots of other people too. People who are asking, where is this joy, this peace, this goodwill? We may not have the answer to their problems, but we can often provide a listening ear and perhaps show God's love and continue to pray for them. So at this time of gift giving, it'd be wonderful to think that we've contributed to someone accepting the greatest gift of all that God has given. A gift not just for Christmas, but for life. Let's pray.